This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
Hello, and welcome to A Little Happier. I'm Gretchen Rubin. This mini episode is brought to you by The Moment of Happiness, my email newsletter where I send you a happiness quotation every day for free. If you'd like to get the moment of happiness, just email me at podcast@gretchenrubin.com and write quote newsletter in the subject line, and I'll sign you up. This is a response to a fan letter that Ray Bradbury sent in 1991, and I just love it. Now, Ray Bradbury, he's just this towering master of science fiction. He wrote Fahrenheit 451, Martian Chronicles, like innumerable short stories. So he's just a master of science fiction. And there's this wonderful image of this postcard that he sent back to a fan of his. And you have to picture, this is on a bright yellow postcard that's covered with sort of images of science fiction, you kind of like the nuclear future. And it's typed like very badly on some, you know, old-fashioned manual typewriter. And this is what Ray Bradbury says. Dear William Stanhope, most important decision I ever made came at age 9. I was collecting Buck Rogers comic strips, 1929, when my fifth grade classmates made fun of me. I tore up the strips. A week later, broke into tears. Why was I crying? I wondered. Who'd I? Me, was the answer. I have torn up the future. What to do about it? Start collecting Buck Rogers all over again. Fall in love with the future. I did just that. And after that, never listened to one damn fool idiot classmate who doubted me. What did I learn? To be myself and only myself and never let others, prejudiced, interfere with my life. Kids, do the same. Be your own self. Love what you love. Best wishes, Bradbury, 10/28/91. I love that. Be your own self. Love what you love. If you want to see a picture of this postcard, I will post it on my blog. So go to GretchenRubin.com and you can see it for yourself. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.